Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Antonio Sabato Jr., and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Bradford Anderson, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Jason Thompson, and you are listening to Stardish Radio. Keep listening.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is November 7th, 2008. I'm your host, Joanne. The number here is 347-945-5423. Don't be shy. Participate on the phones as well as in the chat room. And listen, if you're not registered with Blog Talk Radio, it's completely free. So register so you can participate in the chat. That's the only way you can participate with that. So make sure you go ahead and register. I have Georgette on the line. Georgette, you there?
Yeah, what's up?
Not much. I'm just reminding everybody to register so they can chit-chat in the chat room.
Yeah, I'm trying to get in now.
Why? Are there problems?
Come on, log in. No, I'm in.
Okay, cool. All right, so you guys make sure you're registered. I see guests that are in the chat room already that are not registered, so register so you can participate. Tonight's guest is a dear friend of Stardish Radio, and he's here to talk about Super Soap Weekend and give us more details on the upcoming maiden voyage of Rock the Soap Cruise. So we're just waiting to get him on the line. In the meantime, I'm going to go down the line here and see who else we got. We got Tony on the phone. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Joanne. Hey, Georgette. How you guys doing tonight?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. Doing good.
Okay. All right. Let's see who else we got. Hang on. Area code 702. What's your name? Hello? Are you being shy? Okay, I guess you are. So we'll come back to you later. Area code 773. Who do I got on the line?
Rita, my 847 number died just before this. So, and I want to talk
Rita.
To you so bad.
Hey, Rita.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, I have two lines. I have two lines that are unlimited.
All right,
oh,
hang
Joanne,
on.
Thank you so much. So
you're
much.
Welcome. Hang on, Rita. All right, area code 917. Who am I got on the line?
Aaliyah.
Hang on just a minute, Aaliyah. And I know this one. This is Barb. Hey, Barb.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you? Just waiting for our guest to call in.
Of course you are.
So, yeah.
I texted him a little earlier. I haven't heard from him, so.
All right, well, he'll be here, I'm sure.
Sure,
you
he'll
know.
Be there, yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. So just hang on, darling.
Not a problem.
Okay. So, Georgette, how excited are you for Super Soap Weekend?
I'm pretty excited, I must say, because I'm really drained from school and I need a break.
Yeah, I think we all are at this point, you know, with the way that the state of the country, the fact that we got this fantastic election that's finally over with a fantastic outcome. And I think we're all a little burnt out and need some super soap.
Yep, I'm ready for it.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Right now I'm frustrated.
Why?
I told you I got my new phone, and I'm sitting here trying to fix the damn thing. It's so annoying. It's so hard. It's complicated.
Oh, well, you got to read that book. Hold on a minute. Let me see who this is. Area code 716. What's your name?
It's Kim.
It's Kim.
I was actually calling in to talk to Bob.
Okay. Hang on, Kim. We're waiting for him to call in, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, hon. So, let's see, who is this? Area code 702. Area code 702, what's your name? All right. Not coming through, 702. That's the second time. Check your phone. And we'll try back with you when the guest comes on the line. So, yeah, I completely agree with you. But as far as the vacation goes, this is so, so worth coming. I'm excited to say I'm leaving on Thursday. And for all the listeners that are out there, this is what I proposed. I sent out some messages, and I want you guys to listen. I am going to be part of the media that does some red carpet style interviews with the stars at Super Soap Weekend. So what I want you guys to do is think of a question that you would want to ask, red carpet style, quick, clean, you know, not something that's going to take them 30 minutes to answer. And tell me what it is, and I'll try and get the answer for you. So if you guys can go leave that question over at stardishradio.com, post it on the wish list, and I'll take everything with me. And, you know, between Georgette, Linda, and I, we'll get your questions answered, hopefully. So definitely do that. And there's a couple new things on Stardish Radio. There's some testimonials from some of the stars that have been on. And I also found a lot of movies and books and things that our favorites have done outside of soaps. So there's a whole page of things from Susan Lucci to Carolyn Hennessy's book to fragrances that you guys can purchase for, you know, to support your favorites. So just go check that out at stardishradio.com. So, Georgette, who is the one person at Super Soap Weekend that you're dying to see?
Dying to see?
Dying to see. Like, you can't leave without seeing this person.
Well, I wouldn't mind. I want to see someone new because everyone that's going, the only person out of all the people that are going, the only person I've never met or people I've never met are Eden Regal and Vincent Irizarry. And other than that, I've met everybody else. So I guess you can say that I have to meet before I leave probably Vincent because I'm sure I can meet Eden somewhere else. She's not as hard to get to like Vincent is. Other than that, I met everybody, and I'm really excited to see, like, my faves, like Jason and Brittany and see Greg and Kelly and stuff. But other than that, I'm just going to, you know, hang out. I can't wait to see Bob. We have to find a way to get into one of his shows because, you know me, social butterfly.
Oh, yeah, well, that's a definite thing. Got to go see Bob's shows. Definitely got to go see Bob's shows. He is fantastic at the host show, the host shows. Linda and I went to go see a whole bunch of them last year. We went to go see the talk show. And actually, let me read off here a couple of the events that are going to be taking place at Super Soap. There will be, of course, we know the street jam Saturday and Sunday. Then there's going to be game shows, All My Children Talk Show, One Life to Live casting call, and a Back by Demand talk show. Then there'll be a General Hospital casting call on Sunday, 12:30. So I'm really excited about all that.
I want them to do the triple play game again with JPL. I think that would be fabulous. If they both of us, that'd be great.
Well, let me just say, our guest is here, so everybody please welcome back my dear buddy, Bob Guinea.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I actually called almost on time this time.
Almost, and you know what? I usually tell my kids almost doesn't count, but in your case, it will.
Well, you know, I gotta say I have a good excuse again. I was at dinner tonight with Rebecca and Alicia, so
oh.
I was out. Yeah, and Richie, of course, Alicia's new
mm-hmm.
husband, and so he was one of my best buddies. So it was it's very worthwhile. We left dinner specifically to make sure that I was on time this time.
Well, you tell Alicia and Richie we send our congratulations, and our best to Rebecca.
Of course.
Let's just get this straight out the box quick before I talk about anything else. CD-DVD combo for sale, Banned from TV, that came out at the end of October. It's called
yes.
Hogging All the Covers. And for yep. those of you who have been living under a rock, band from TV consists of Hugh Laurie from House, James Denton from Desperate Housewives, Greg Grunberg from Heroes, Bonnie Somerville, she's been in various TV shows, OC, Friends, NYPD Blue, and of course, our favorite TV host extraordinaire, Bob Guinea.
Thank you. Yeah, we're really excited. You know, it's really done well. It's on Amazon.com. It was an exclusive release with Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done so well. And I believe last week it was number 5, I think, and I don't really know what that means on the Amazon.com charts, but I don't know if that means in sales. I don't know if it means what. We don't really have those kind of numbers available to us yet, but it's been so amazing that people responded the way they have. And, you know, I think the coolest part, obviously, is that everything goes right to charity and all of our respective charities. And like I told you last time I was on, you know, half the beauty of this band is that we're just a bunch of buddies who got together and we do it for fun. And
mm-hmm.
the fact that, you know, you have Hugh Laurie who, you know, who are we kidding? I mean, the guy is, you know,
he's
one of the
genius.
Top-rated stars. Yeah, I mean, he's one of the A-list of the A-list stars you could be right now. And he and I split the money evenly for our respective charities, which I think is so cool.
That's fantastic. Yeah, so everybody, you can go to Amazon.com or directly through BobGuinea.com to pick up your copy. So get busy
yes.
with that. And it's also
a great gift to give because all the proceeds go right to charity. And of course, you know, it's one of those things where you can buy a gift for somebody and you know that you're doing something, you know, first of all, you're giving gifts of music, which a bunch of people are having fun. And we know
mm-hmm.
we're not the Beatles, you know, we don't kid ourselves, but at the same time, it's like all the proceeds go to charity. So you can feel good about the purchase. So thank you for
right.
mentioning
it's a double
really
gift. Exactly. It's a double gift. And, so like I said, go to BobGuinea.com, or I even have it on StarDishRadio.com. So go get
oh,
it.
Oh, how cool. Thank you.
And you're welcome. Say hi to Georgette. She's on the line.
Hey, Georgette. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Bob?
I am doing wonderfully. Thanks for asking. I'm having a great night.
6 days left.
What's that?
I said 6 days left. I'm excited.
I know. It's going to be awesome. Super Soap Weekend, of course, is
yes.
What you're just talking about. It's going to be incredible. You know, I mean, it's truthfully between CMA Music Festival and Super Soap Weekend, it's two of my very favorite things that I get to do that I've, period, but two things
mm-hmm.
that were presented to me as opportunities that came through my affiliation with The View and ABC Daytime and everything. And it's just been such an amazing experience. And for me, Super Soap Weekend is the creme de la creme. You know, it's the best
oh,
event
absolutely.
Every year.
So, Bob,
yeah.
what are, I mean, again, I can't express enough how sad I am that this is supposed to be the last one.
Yeah.
But I've seen many, many internet rumors that the backlash of the canceling of this event has sent fans into such an uproar that they're considering actually bringing it back next year, but on the West Coast to coincide with a new attraction at Disneyland in California. And then possibly bringing it back to Orlando in 2010. So
you know, I don't know anything about that. I mean, I gotta say honestly, sometimes you guys you get more information than I ever get, way ahead of the time and way ahead of the curve. One thing I can tell you. Oh, thank you. One thing I can tell you is, you know, I know that this is something that obviously they know the fans love, and I think, you know, a lot of what. Everyone is going through at home, you know, Disney in Florida is going through as well, which is, you know, there's an economic downturn and it's been
yeah.
problematic. And I mean, you know, my hometown of Detroit has been hit really hard with foreclosures, but the only place that's gotten it worse is the state of Florida. And, strangely enough, you know, I don't know if it's because people had a lot of vacation homes there and those are the ones that they'll let go. And I can bore everybody with my, you know, I've always been involved in finance and
real estate,
financing
right?
homes and real estate. I could bore everybody to death with my diatribe about that. But what I'll say is, you know, I think the biggest way, and I was talking to some fans outside of all my children about this today, and I think the biggest thing, you know, they have the Soap Nation tour coming up, and it's not just because the event that I happen to be hosting, the Rock the Soap Cruise, is the kickoff to it. The biggest mistake people could make at this point is to not support these fan events and boycott them. And I think that would be a big mistake because
mm-hmm.
ultimately what it would show is people, it would basically prove the critics right that, oh, well, you know, spending all this money to put on an event, you know, if the fans
mm-hmm.
aren't going to support it, why would we continue doing it?
Exactly.
And it's certainly not going to bring back Super Soap Weekend. I can tell you that much. That much I know for sure. I think the biggest thing that people can do is support these events. And while they're supporting these events and showing their love for their events where we bring the stars right to them and we do the different events where they can spend time with the stars, while they're supporting those events, still make their voices heard that they want Super Soap Weekend back. I think that's the biggest plus they can do. I mean, it's not going to guarantee anything, of course, but it's definitely going to do a lot more supporting those events and all the while voicing, this is why you guys should keep the Super Soap Weekend and this is why you should bring it back. And this is why we love the Soap Nation Tour as well, because we're the biggest fans and the best fans in daytime that everyone knows anyways. But I've gotten some emails sent to me from Barb and from some different people saying that, you know, some people were considering doing a petition and boycotting the Soap Nation Tour. And I think that's a really that's the opposite. That idea, of course, people can do whatever they want to do, but that will have the opposite effect that they want. I can tell you that right now. That much
Absolutely.
I know from the insider meetings that I've had, you know.
Right.
I mean, believe me, and from my perspective, you know, I mean, Super Soap Weekend is so awesome. I've hosted it the last 5 years, and I love it, and it's so much fun, and it's such an incredible event to be associated with and to be able to, you know, host the talk show and do the street jam and, you know, and I think those events we're going to try and have a lot of those live on through the Soap Nation Tour and through the different things that we're trying to do with Rock the Soap and everything else. But, you know, ultimately I think supporting those events, but all the while making your voice heard that you're supporting it, hoping that the payoff is going to be at the end another Super Soap Weekend. That's
right. Absolutely, because boycotting can only do damage. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
You know, right now, daytime is in such a decline right now with viewership, and I understand that they're trying to gain more viewers that have never watched before, and I know that's the concept of this tour also. I've seen in a letter from Brian Franz, but at the same time, they have to remember you do have these loyal fans that have stuck through thick and thin with the good, with the bad, that want to continue. You know what I mean? You've got people that have watched these stories for 30-some-odd years, and it's like you're snagging the rug out from underneath them. Super Soap Weekend is not just a fan event. It's a place that became like a meeting grounds where people forge new friendships, and they all have special meanings behind them. I mean, just my personal story with Super Soap Weekend, and I'll say it because Linda, my best friend, is in the chat room, so I'm going to let her hear it. We attended one Fun in the Sun event back, I don't even remember the year, but it was a few years back. I think it was one of the last ones down in Miami. And we did that, and it was literally a month and a half after I had a bone marrow transplant. And that was my first event out. And then the following year, we had missed Super Soap that year. The following year, we decided that was going to be our getaway because things cut it a little too close with the cancer. So every year, that was our trip, and that was our thing. And so, so we're sad. We're definitely sad that it's over. You know, so, I mean, and there's many stories like that.
I think I hear a ton of stories like that, and you're right. And I think I think of it as, let's not think of it as it's over, because, you know, obviously it's not like they're pulling it away and doing nothing. Like, you know, the one thing about CBS does nothing really for their fans. So it's like, I think they're not doing, it's not like they're pulling it away and they're doing absolutely nothing. They are trying to make the Soap Nation Tour where they'll come to your hometown or they'll come to an area nearer you for fans that maybe couldn't afford to go to Disney or whatever it might be or travel. But I think you're right. You know, a lot of people have a lot of special meanings attached to those events, and you can't take those memories away, certainly. And I think, you know, especially for you, you know, going through something like that, and it's very traumatic. And did I meet you in Miami that time when you were there for the Fun in the Sun?
No, you weren't there. It wasn't you. It was Aiden Turner, Kamar, Bree Williamson, Alexa Havens, and Justin. That was right before they got married. Justin. It was right before they got married. And then the following year is when we started going to Super Soap. That's when they used to do the Miami one right after Super Soap, and then the following year we went to Super Soap. But that's how it all started, and it was just great, you know. So, and yes, Ignacio Cerriccio, that was his first event. That was the first year he appeared on General Hospital. So, yeah, that was his first one, too.
It's
so,
Miami, no less, so I know he loves it there. So that had to be big for him.
Oh, yeah, and they had a – who went?
I went to one. Remember when you came to Gainesville, Bob, when it was raining?
Yes, yeah, it was university.
Oh, that's right, the college.
Yes, that was a fun one.
I don't even go to UF. I snuck in because they said it was only open to UF students.
Right, yeah, that's a big one, too.
I'm going.
That's awesome that you're there. Yeah, that was a fun one. I loved that one. That was one of my favorite ones, and that was the first time I met Bradford Anderson. And yeah,
uh-huh.
I became buddies after that. Yeah. Yeah, that was the first time he and I met was that weekend and became fast friends and just had a great time.
Yeah.
I was one of the first people that met him, and I got to really, like, sit, stand, and talk to him for a while. Because half the people that were there were like, who the heck are these people? No one, like,
I know.
I mean, other than soap fans that were there who, you know, who knew, like, I drove because I live in Jacksonville. I live, like, an hour and a half away from Gainesville.
The thing I loved about that one in particular, about the Gainesville one, and that's what I love about these events is that, you know, you become such good friends. Like, I mean, you know, like everyone that's coming on the Rock the Soap Cruise is a personal friend of mine, and I call them personally
mm-hmm.
when the organizers gave me their wish list of who they wanted on the cruise, and I said, well, I'll reach out to the stars so it's not like some anonymous person calling their agent or something.
Right,
and I called them as a friend and was like, here's what we want to do. We want to make it the biggest and best fan event ever, second only to Super Soap. But, you know, giving people a different type of thing, because we're going to focus on the performance aspect of what they're doing and all that. But the thing about the Gainesville one that I loved was that it was such a carnival of errors. You know, like she said, it was pouring down rain.
Right.
You know, we couldn't find our way to her dorm, to the woman's dorm who won the contest, the viewer who won the contest.
Maybe,
you know,
yeah.
We were lost in the middle of a campus, and then our van broke down. I mean, that was just a
See,
carnival
those are, like,
of errors.
The best. Stories, though. That's what makes them so special, are these crazy
well,
stories.
Well, you got those guys in the mix, too, and then I'm always poking fun at myself and everybody else. It's like we all get along so well. We make those events end up being just great story events for us to tell at Super Soap and everywhere else, you know. So
right.
I think that's half the fun of them. I love
right.
the fun of the Suns. I miss them. I miss them really bad. And that's kind of a cool thing that – Yeah, well, that's kind of a cool thing that I think the Soap Nation Tour is going to kind of model itself after a little bit, is going to be kind of the fun of the sun mindset where they're going to try and, you know, really hit pockets where they think they can get, you know, a mass turnout of people. They're going to try and
mm-hmm.
make them as affordable or free, hopefully, too,
mm-hmm.
the event, so that, you know, and you know, sort of bring in the madness to your hometown type thing. And I think
that would be fabulous.
You know, yeah, and I think in the interim, you know, as long as people can support those events and support, you know, the cruise and support everything else, that they'll be able to really make their voices strong and make their voices be heard and really, you know, put it out there that we are, you know, rabid fans. We love our stars. We're going to be a
mm-hmm.
part of this. But by the way, bring back our Super Soap. You know, I think showing
exactly.
it that way is a way better answer than the whole boycott idea.
Absolutely. See, I didn't see anything about a boycott. That you saying that's the first time I heard it. But, no,
yeah.
I would totally not agree with a boycott because, you know what, the bottom line is you're here for daytime. You're here to support your stars. And by boycotting something is only going to make, whether it's the show or anything else, decline in ratings, and you're going to end
yep.
up losing it altogether. And then,
yeah, and
you know, nobody
wins.
That's
the last thing I think anybody wants.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can speak for like Rebecca and for Cameron and for my friend Alicia, they all love Super Soap Weekend because they get
mm-hmm.
a chance to come down and really rub elbows with the people that give them jobs and give them careers and support them. And I know it means a lot to all of them. And I think that's the big thing too. You know, I think as much as you fans really love it, I can tell you firsthand personally, well, I can tell you myself, I don't think anyone has a question about this, but I love it. I go bananas down there. But, you know, I
right.
think the stars really love it, too, because it's, you know, I think the thing about daytime is these are the hardest working actors that you will find in acting. Yeah,
right.
I mean, like movie actors work hard for 3 months and they got, you know, a couple months in between movies. You know, the primetime shows, they work really hard for 8 to 9 months at a time and then they get
mm-hmm.
3 to 4 months off.
Right.
And the daytime stars are there. They're punching a clock every day, just like the workers in Michigan and everywhere else are. I mean, granted, I know they're not digging ditches and they're not working on an assembly line and doing a real hard labor, but they are working every
right.
day and putting in incredibly long hours every day, and they are working
right.
very hard every day in their craft. And it's like, you know, I have so much respect for daytime actors, for daytime fans. I mean, I really do.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this now, because I'm hearing a lot of hype about Saturday is supposed to be the biggest and the best Street Jam. What are we going to...
Oh, yeah.
Well, come on, you got to give me something.
I can't give too much away, but I will tell you this. And I, as you know, the Bob Band is always, the BGB has always been the backing band since Wally Kirk
right.
left. And we were lucky enough to walk into that position. And I can say honestly that, first of all, my band loves it. I mean, so many fans have been so kind to my guys down there, and I love them for that. And these guys
mm-hmm.
work really hard. I mean, you know, this year we are doing more songs than we've ever done. We're doing a
mm-hmm.
bigger finale and a bigger opening number than we've ever done.
Okay.
We're doing a very celebratory tribute to what Super Soap has meant to so many people over the past several years. And it's going to be a really incredible, incredible moment, in both musically and everything else. And it's going to be, you know, from what I can tell, the most explosive street jam that
okay.
we've ever seen. So it's going to be, there are going to be some pretty incredible moments. And it's going to be, you know, it's one of those things, I mean, I think the biggest thing is, you know, there's a man by the name of Peter Downing, who Peter Downing, for people who might have a little more inside information than others, Peter Downing is the man who, he's like the guy behind the curtain. You know, he's like the Wizard
mm-hmm.
of Oz. And this guy does some amazing things down there. And he orchestrates the talk show. He orchestrates the motorcade. He orchestrates the game show. He orchestrates everything that happens down there.
Mm-hmm.
And Street Jam in particular, and talk show in particular. And I've worked so closely with him over the past several years that I've become a real, you know, he's someone that I look to as a mentor. I mean, he is someone who's got so much knowledge and experience. And his mindset for this year was he is not, in his mind too, he's working towards this not being the last. He's looking towards this being the greatest. And
right.
making it so that when we bring it back, because we're all saying when, not if, when
mm-hmm.
we bring it back, we just set the bar that much higher, and now we got to really deliver moving forward, you know,
mm-hmm.
as we have in the past. But really set the bar higher and say, this is where we're going to be, this is our new starting point when we're back. And
right.
I think that's the whole mindset moving forward. You know, we want to make sure that everyone knows we are celebrating, we're making it huge, we're making it fun, we're making it great. And we understand, we're all, believe me, I mean, I think, you know, come Sunday night, there's going to be, I don't know, I know I'm not going to have a dry eye because I'm going to be bummed out, you know, and
yeah.
then for the last 5 years, for me in particular, too, this has been a benchmark because not only, you know, I mean, even when Rebecca wasn't on the show, she still came down and spent the time with me down there, and I love Disney, and I love the people, and the fans, you guys have been so amazing. And, I mean, I'll walk down the boardwalk and sit there and talk to people for hours and just love it
right.
and find out what kind of questions they want me to ask the next day at talk show or, you know, who
right.
they're most interested in hearing from. Or what. And it's just such a great experience to be that close to people that are so dedicated and so loyal. So
right. Well, now let me ask you this. I have a schedule that was released to me from Walt Disney. And they're saying game show. Now, is this the is it a game show? Or are they getting rid of triple play? Is it something different?
You know, I don't know. That is that one I can't answer.
Okay.
I can't tell you. I'm sure probably is it with JP?
It doesn't have a host next to it. I have
no,
in front
okay.
of me game show, All My Children Talk Show, One Life to Live Casting Call. Back by Demand Talk Show, and then on Sunday I have Game Show, General Hospital Casting Call, and General Hospital Talk Show.
Oh, so they're just giving you some teasers as to what things you can expect. Yeah, okay.
Right.
So, yeah, there's so much more than that, as you know. I mean, the schedule's going to be
mm-hmm.
packed full even more. There's what I think 7 or 8 talk shows a day that we generally do, and I know
right.
we're not coming anything short of that. In fact, if anything, it might even be more than that. But, you know, I'm not sure exactly. I would imagine, I mean, I know that JP's talk show is a pretty popular thing. I mean, JP's game show.
Oh, yeah,
show,
the game show,
thing.
Sure.
So I would imagine that it's probably somewhere along the same lines as that, just like the talk show, thankfully,
mm-hmm.
for me, has never had anything but a full house, which I've loved.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I have so much fun doing that. So I think it's going to be more of what you've come to expect in the past. It's going to be more of that, but it's going to be even better. And
mm-hmm.
more fun and more zany and more wacky and more, you know, just off the hook stuff that you would hope you'd see, and you're going to see
mm-hmm.
it. You know, I mean, this is
okay.
going to be, like I said, we are trying to take this as, okay, we all want it back. And so,
yeah.
and I think that, you know, from our mindset, we know that if we come down there and we deliver, well, I can tell you as the host, I mean, I've always given it 110%. I'm going to give it 250% this year, because my goal is to make sure that There's not a single person there that doesn't want to come back and doesn't want to see the talk show or doesn't want to see the street jam. Those are the only two things I can control. But, you know, from that perspective, we want to make sure we set the bar really high and give fans, you know, three times their money worth at least. You know, and that's the mindset going into the Super Soap. And frankly, that's the whole mindset going into the Rock the Soap cruise too. I mean, like I said with Peter Downing, he's been the guy behind the scenes, behind the curtain from the beginning of Super Soap Weekend. And he's affiliated with me with the cruise as well. And he's going to help us organize it and make sure that it's really loose. You get to spend a lot more time with your favorite stars, but at the same time, it's enough structure that it makes sense and everyone can follow it and know where to go when they want to see certain people. You know, and the difference, too, I mean, we're going to try and offer a bunch of exclusives on the cruise, too, that you won't see anywhere else.
Hi, Olive.
Well, that'll be cool, too. Now, oh gosh, I just lost my train of thought. Duh. Okay, let me ask you real quick. Do you know of any songs that are going to be performed on the street jam that you can dish out?
I don't have a finalized set list personally in front of me right now. I wish I did, but I can tell you that there's going to be a real special treat from Melissa Claire Egan and Bobby Eakes that I think is going to be pretty awesome.
Okay, cool.
That I'm really excited about. And I love Melissa Claire Egan. I love Bobby Eakes. I mean, anyone who's talked with me in the past at any of the events will know that I think the sun rises and sets with Bobby Eakes. And just
ability
to be such a gracious performer. And, you know, I think that's something that I can't wait to see that particular number. I know that, you know, of course, there's going to be some one-lifers. They're going to be doing some really interesting and cool stuff. And, a lot of it's going to be thematic, and it's going to be along the lines of the message that we're trying to put out there to the fans so that they know how much we appreciate them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, especially the daytime stars, how much they particularly appreciate their fans. And you're going to see some cool performances that, you know, there is one I'd love to tell you about, but I can't tell you
come
that.
On.
I'll tell you this. As far as I know, and if this doesn't end up happening, please don't kill me for it. But
we won't hold you responsible.
for Vince and your Azari fans, it's going to be a big deal. I'll just say
you
that.
Just gave me chills, buddy. And
yeah,
everybody's going
might.
Crazy.
I know how you feel, but I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a huge fan of the man, and he's always he and you know, my wife Rebecca have always been such dear friends, and I got a chance to see him quite a bit out in Los Angeles as well when he was doing Y&R, and so you're going to, you know, I don't know that that's going to necessarily happen. It's something that we are working on and hoping for. And,
right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and then, of course, I'm always trying to pull some strings and make people who don't normally perform because I know it'll be a big deal, and hopefully we can get them up there and have them do some fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good, and I'm hoping that we're going to actually hear from Bradford Anderson this year because he does have a fabulous voice.
Well, you know, I'll tease you a little more.
Go ahead,
you know, the one thing about Bradford that I love, and that a lot of you had a chance to see, I believe he did something at Broadway Cares, didn't he? Didn't he do something at Broadway Cares last year?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Yep. And so a lot of people know that he's got a bit of a Broadway thing going on, which is great, and he's incredibly gifted, and that's where a lot of his training is. But what a lot of people don't know is that he's also got a little bit of a rock quality to them. And
all right.
Of course, for me, I'm always mining that. That's music gold to me. So, and he knows where I'm coming from. And I think we were able to work something out with him that should be pretty cool. You know, some Brandon Barash fans are going to be pretty happy, I think.
Oh, yeah. He's got a nice little, like, Michael Bublé voice, too.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, so there's going to be some stuff that I think are going to be real special treats for some people. And, you know, of course, some people that I love dearly, again, Bobby Eakes, but, you know, Kathy DePaiva, Kathy Breyer, people I love, you know, they've done some stuff, the Divas of Daytime, which they have been doing, and they're going to actually be doing their first premiere West Coast performance on board the Rock the Soap cruise, which is going to be awesome because it's going to be all three of them. But we're also, I think you're also going to see something special from Bonnie and Cassie in particular down at Super Soap. It should be kind of cool, too.
All right,
so,
I'm getting some messages in the chat room saying that, Brad the Rocker, so Brad and Bob should actually rock out Kiss on stage.
You know what? I got to tell you something. You mean Kiss, like Kiss as in like Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons, Ace Frehley, and Peter Criss Kiss. I was a KISS Army member when I was in fourth grade. Yeah, my first concert, and it was begrudging. I'm not going to lie. I wasn't that excited about going, but my sister was such a huge KISS fan, and I ended up at the KISS concert, Love Gun tour, and I still have the paper gun to show it. And it was one of those things where at the time I was scared to be there in fourth grade. And then, you know, by the time you're in seventh grade, you're like the coolest kid in class because you went to a concert, you know, when you were in fourth grade and they were actually somebody cool. So that was kind of one of those things. But, yeah, Brandon and I talked a little bit about, you know, having some fun, and some of those moments are going to be the rock the soap moments that we're saving. So, but yeah, he is a rocker. He can definitely throw it down, and he's got the song selection that we've been talking about with him has been some pretty cool stuff, and the band is fired up. So
good.
Like for people that were there the year Bobby East did Here for the Party, the Gretchen Wilson, I'm here for the party. They, you know, they fell in love with Bobby East that year, and I think this year, Bobby's going to have a run for her money because there's a lot of people who are digging deep and going for some stuff that's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, cool.
It's going to be the biggest one yet, I promise.
All right, well, you know what? I'm holding you to I'll hold you to that, nothing else. Whatever happens, happens, but that I'll hold you to. Let's go to the phones, and we're going to bring on my dear, sweet, best friend, Linda. Linda, say hi to Bob.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Hi. I'm good, Linda. How are you?
I'm excellent. You know, it's so funny. I had the question about KISS.
Yes.
And Dean Simmons was on Am I Smarter Than a Fifth Grader tonight. It was hilarious.
Yeah, he's a pretty shrewd guy. He's pretty intelligent, isn't he?
You know what? He is so smart. He actually got up to the million-dollar question. He's, like, awesome. But that's so funny. Well, I just wanted to call in to say hello and to thank you for supporting the show. You know, we definitely enjoy every time you come on, and you're a barrel of laughs and such a high energy. Such a high energy guy.
So
we love you.
Thank you. You guys are so great to me. And, I mean, Rebecca says it all the time. You know, she obviously loves the daytime fans, and she loves the fact that the daytime fans have been so supportive of me. You know, not too often that's a situation that happens. And I think Eden is really able to appreciate it now, too, with Andrew and his show, you know, their show Imaginary Bitches doing so well, and Cooking to Get Lucky, the show that Eden, Andrew, and I all did together that's doing, you know, really well. And I think Eden's seeing that, too. And so we were just together today. We did a segment for GMA Now today. Yeah, it'll air sometime next week, I believe, so make sure you check it out. But we had to really dial it back. We had to dial back the raciness, you know, of the Cooking to Get Lucky stuff. But you guys have been so wonderful to me. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like you're kind of adopted into the family. It's like a rite of passage, sort of thing.
Well, you know what? It's a family I'm very honored and proud to be in. So if that's the case, thank you very much.
It's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on, and I look forward to meeting you next week.
Definitely. Yeah, well, again, you know, I mean, one of the big things, too, with the Rock the Soap Cruise, I know that, you know, we came up with a program called the Refer a Friend program. So I think, you know, for all the Stardust listeners, what that basically means is you can go and refer your friends on the site. Like, you know, like say, for example, Linda signed up. I can go on and say, you know, Linda referred me. Well, now Linda will get $50 off her bill at the end of the cruise. I'll get $50 off my booking. And it doesn't have to end. I mean, you can do it as many times and with as many friends as you want, to the point where, you know, I mean, like four or five friends could get together and, you know, split the discount. We don't care how it works. We just wanted to make sure that people knew we were trying to work with them. And so you can end up getting money back on the cruise if you get enough people to sign up with your name as a referral friend. And the biggest thing for us, I mean, obviously having SoapNet as our sponsor is a big deal. And I think, you know, we've got a couple other sponsors who were able to come on board to help us, and we wanted to pass the savings back on to the people who had already booked and everything else. So we were like, you know, you guys, even though you've already booked, you can still tell your friends, and they can come on, you know, and you can still get the discounts. You'll get it off the back end of your bill instead of off the booking price, you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing for us was just to get as many people on board this boat so they know that we are building a brand that's, you know, going to be around for a long time. And it's an opportunity for people to perform, and we're trying to make it affordable so everyone can get their teeth into it and have some fun.
It's a great incentive plan.
Plus, it's like, I know what, like $50, I was talking to some people tonight, and they were like, well, $50 isn't that much. And I said, well, yeah, but if you get 10 people to sign up under your name, that's $500. Now you're going on a cruise for $200. That's not too bad.
Exactly.
You know, and I think that ultimately, you know, a lot of the people that were talking to me today too were saying, well, if we're coming from the East Coast, then we have to get a hotel room. And I'm like, no, you don't. You come from the East Coast, you take the flight out at 8 in the morning, the beauty of the time change, you land at noon, you get on the boat, then on Monday morning when you come back, you hop out, you get off the boat at 10 a.m., you hop on the noon flight back to New York or back to Florida or back to Michigan or whatever.
Yeah,
you never have to have a hotel room in the mix.
Yeah, because the cruise ships normally don't leave the dock until like 4-ish. Well, it depends where you're going, but...
Yeah, for us, I think they want to try and have everyone on board or near getting on board around 1 o'clock or something like that. But,
right.
You know, ultimately, I think that it doesn't take off until 4 or 5. I've never been on a cruise, so this is my first
time.
Oh,
my gosh. You're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
It's like food galore. It's like whatever your craving is.
Awesome. The other awesome part, yeah, you're right, food galore, food is free, and booze is like the most expensive part. And so what we did was our opening night party, this is for whoever's on board the boat, and this is one of the exclusives, of course, that you'll only see on the Rock Soap Cruise, but you come on board the boat, that night we have a party that's being DJed by Aidan Turner, because he's actually a DJ. He used to DJ in clubs in London and stuff. And so he's going to DJ the party, and then we are going to have an open bar. As a thank you to everyone that's joining us on the maiden voyage of the cruise. And for us, it's like, you know what, we want to make sure everyone knows how much we appreciate them being on board the boat, so we're going to do an open bar. So that first night, you know, of course, your food's free on the boat anyways, but now your drinks are free too. So
Bob,
you know,
when is this cruise? Like, when is it?
That's March 20th through the 23rd. It leaves out of Long Beach, and you can go on rockthesoap.com. And you can check out all the people that are coming on the cruise. And, I mean, it's A-list all the way. Like, everyone that's on board this boat, I mean, for example, like Torsten Kay is one of my dear friends who's coming on board the boat. He's not someone who normally does this kind of stuff. You know, he's not really – you won't catch him at the mall every week, you know, and it just because he values his time with his family so much. And he's going to be on board the boat, and we are also doing an exclusive for Torsten Kay fans. It's not going to happen anywhere else but on board our boat. And we're going to have probably 8 or 9 of these exclusives that are only going to happen on board the boat. But just to let you know, like the Torsten websites are working with us. The official Torsten K fan site is a part of it as well. And we're trying to make this the biggest thing. People can go online. They can use the referral friend program and all that stuff so they can get the discounts. But then they write Torsten K in the comment section of their reservation request form. And it will guarantee them access to this exclusive Torsten event. And it's gonna be cool. I mean, it is the coolest thing that I've ever gotten to do. And you know, TK is one of my buddies, and we're gonna try and make this the coolest thing that we can for him and for his people as well. And it's just gonna be a real. I wish I could tell you guys exactly what it is, and I promise you we'll know about it very, very soon. We're gonna announce it like the day after Super Soap. We might even announce it at Super Soap. We're not sure, but. It's going to be one of those things where you're going to wish you were there if you aren't there. And it's going to be hopefully one of those things that is going to generate so much money for charity, too, that it's going to be a real big deal. Because, I mean, with dancing TV and stuff, that's the coolest thing, is I get to hang out with my friends and build some good karma and give money to charity and give money to people who need it. And it's not all about, you know, it's not all about me feeling like Steven Tyler for the night, although that's kind of cool. but that's pretty awesome. But it's also about being able to give back, you know, and that's what we're doing with the cruise, too. This cruise is about giving back a little bit, too. We're going to have a silent auction on board the cruise. We're going to have some items on the cruise that are pretty awesome, that are character-specific, and we're going to have some events on board the cruise that are going to be for charity. And it's, you know, this was all Torsten's idea. He put his own energy behind this and his own... you know, brilliance behind it, and we're fired up. So I think those are going to be some really cool things that happen on board the Rock the Soap boat, which are going to be pretty awesome.
Very cool. Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. Well, it was great talking to you, Bob. Thank you so much
for coming on
again. Have a great night.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye, Joanne. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Sue. All right, Bob. We got some callers here for you.
Okay.
But Georgette's got a question. Georgette?
I don't have a question. I just want to say about Gene Simmons. When we were at GH Weekend in California, in July, we saw him walk by up on the boardwalk or whatever, and we were all in such awe. We were dummies. We just stood there and watched him walk by. No one stopped him or anything. We're like,
believe me,
oh my
I can
God,
relate. You know, we
walked by.
I love the when the Bob Guinea Band, we were used to be called Fat Annie was the name of the band, and we had signed a record deal, and we were on tour with my friend's band called the Verve Pipe, which were based out of Michigan. They were our hometown band, and that's how we got our one of our first record deals was by touring with those guys. Well, the Verve Pipe got to open for Kiss when Kiss came back with their reunion tour, full makeup, and they opened their show at the Detroit Tiger Stadium, and I'm from Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
I am front row at Tiger Stadium, and Paul Stanley comes out in the crowd and runs across the front row and walks right past me, and I almost had a heart attack. So I completely understand. You know, I was just sitting there going, oh, my God. It was like a dream come true to be that close to somebody that, you know, you grew up, you know, idolizing. And, I mean, it's something else. You know, the rest of the guys have kind of disappeared a little bit, but and Gene Simmons is still bigger than life. But
yeah, but he came back with a vengeance, though. So, yeah.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
All right, let's go over here. Area code 716, you're on the phone with Bob Guinea.
Hi, Bob, this is Kim.
Hi, Kim,
how
are you?
Good. We met at Super Soap several years ago, and then we met again at Broadway Cares last year.
Yes. How are you?
Good.
Kim, were you in the front row at Broadway Cares last year?
Yes, you actually... picked me up and put me in my wheelchair.
I was hoping that was you. I was so glad to hear from you. How's everything going?
It's going good.
Good. That was a fun night. I love getting to meet you again that night.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm unable to attend Super Soap this year.
I'm sorry.
It's the first one that I'm not going to be able to go to, so I'm a little sad, but I am going on the Rock the Soap cruise, and I'm really looking forward to that. So.
Oh, I'm so excited you're coming on board the cruise. That is gonna, you know, I love hearing that because I think one of the things about Super Soap that, well, first of all, I mean, again, there's nothing wrong with that event. I love the event, but it is so big, and it is so spread out that sometimes it's hard to spend any time with anyone. I mean,
yeah.
I got to spend more time with you at the Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS event than I did. You know, I got to meet your mom, and I got to meet, you know, your friends. And so I think that's going to be a little bit more of the intimacy of the Rock the Soap cruise that will be available. You know, we're all going to be in this kind of confined space and get to hang out and actually get to talk more. I'm so excited you're coming. I can't wait to see you.
Yeah, I'm excited, too. I can't wait to see you either. I'm going through withdrawal from not seeing you. It's like, oh, my goodness.
That's great. Now you got
to
start referring some friends, Kim.
Yeah, definitely.
Start referring some
friends.
They
have to be friends. Good friends. They can be people that you meet in a chat room that you maybe never
MySpace
have met personally.
Or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think, you know, you can put it out there and say, you know, hey, put my name in the refer a friend box. And you know, at the end of the day, you know, you can all meet there and form a whole new kinship and whole new friendship that can last for years to come. You know, carry you over to the next Rock the Soap cruise, carry you over to the next Super Soap when we bring it back. So
absolutely.
That's awesome.
Exactly.
Well, Kim, thank you for calling. It was great talking to you.
Thank you. It was nice talking to you, too. Take care.
Right,
bye,
take care.
Kim. That's really cool. Yeah, now she can go refer everybody.
I wasn't going to say anything, but... Kim and I, we decided, and we told Rebecca about it, so I know that Kim,
she's all okay.
Yeah,
okay, so we're doing a whole Utah thing right now. Okay, very cool.
Yeah, she's just absolutely the sweetest. I mean, Kim is like, I think Kim personifies the fans that are out there for daytime. You know, you get the most loyal, unbelievable fans, and just are so sweet and so caring, and I just love it. I mean, that probably cares. Like, the AIDS event is a great event, too.
Yeah.
I love that event.
Well, definitely. We'll have to see about that now. All right. We're going to have area code 773. You're on the phone with Bob Guinea. What's your name and your question?
Rita Shulman. Thank you, Joanne. By the way, congratulations to you on what you're going to be doing at Super Soul with the
people. Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Guinea,
Rita, are you in Chicago? I'm going to ask you.
Yeah, well, Chicagoland area.
Yeah, 773, I thought so.
Well, my 847 lost dial tone, and my 773 is my mom's number that I kept. I lost her last year.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. You did such a wonderful job on, I think it was Replacing Fun in the Sun. You did a little talking before each soap came on 1 year or one summer. I think it was when they were discontinuing Fun in the Sun, and it was just
our last
a little
run
fun
of the
thing
fun
you
the sun.
Did. Yeah, you did a wonderful thing, and I love your perception. Somebody was asking you if you wanted to work with Rebecca, and you said that's her strong point. And boy, is your wife ever a strong performer. I'm falling in love with
you.
Your wife.
you and me both.
Are you going to be doing a little synopsis before Super Soap, during the soaps, or after this? Because, you know, there's a lot of people that aren't going to be able to go. I'm trying to do everything I can to come up with the airfare.
The scratch. Sure.
To go to the Super. Well, I bought some glorified vacation packages that I'm trying to even sell. And I'm trying to get, you know, enough for airfare and just keep the one vacation package that includes Disney World, or even trying to find two other people besides Jenna, because I would like to, I've never been to Super Soap, and it's been something I've been dreaming about going to. And I've been trying to get somebody to buy my vacation package to Spain or Mexico or South Florida or all of them, and to come up with the airfare, because I wanted to go to this so bad. So my question to you is, are you going to be doing, when you come back, like during the soap operas, telling a little bit about showing the Super Soap on, you know, like they did Fun in the Sun? Do you remember that?
Clips that you did before.
Yeah.
Doing it during the 3 hours.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I used to host all the Fun in the Suns, which was a lot of fun, and we would always do a little thing before each Fun in the Sun. And I think what you're talking about was the sort of the package that we did, the Road to Super Soap, when we did the whole Road to Super Soap thing, and then we also did the Road to the Daytime Emmys, which was a lot of fun. You know, I wish I could tell you yes or no, because obviously my short answer would be, I sure hope so, and yes. Ultimately, what I'm going to try and do is, and this is something that we're doing through SoapNet, is we're going to try and like share the experience with as many people as possible, and we're going to try and do it in a little like flip cam type video. Like, did you see the things that we did at the Emmys this year, where each table had their own little flip cam, and we were you know, filming stuff, and I got a little out of control with mine, of course, but ended up on some page, and
they called him Josh Duhamel, and was cute.
Just really funny, silly stuff, you know. And I think for me, I mean, you know, we're going to try and do as much of that as we can. I don't know exactly where things stand with that and with the budgets for things in that regard. So I can't say yes or no to it, but I can tell you the only thing that I can tell you is something that I have a little control over anyways. It isn't Super Soap, but it is Rock the Soap, which is going to be – we are going to try and do some stuff with SoapNet and with flip cams on the Rock the Soap boat that we're going to try and share online with people and everything else. But
is
with Super Soap
two
Weekend,
or three times as much as Super Soap Weekend to Rock the Boat?
It's basically what we did was we took whatever the cost for the cruise was, and then we had to take all the costs involved and bring in the actors and tried to split it up as much as we could. And now we're doing a refer a friend program where people can actually get their money back. But it's 23 stars from all three networks, and so it's a little more concentrated group of people that are going to be there as well, because I don't know how many stars we bring to Super Soap Weekend every year. But how many are coming this year, Joanne? I'm not even sure.
31. 31.
So that's a lot. That's awesome.
31?
That's the most we've ever had. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're going out in style, no doubt about it. But, you know, we're going to try and bring a bunch of people on this boat. And yeah, but the beauty of it is everything's all included. Your food's included. You know, so you're not paying for food on the cruise. Again, I've never been on one, so I don't know. I might be paying for,
it's
Dramamine.
Not included with Super Soap, the food?
No, but
no,
you know what, though,
no.
Rita? You may not be able to get the Super Soap, but now that you know about Rock the Soap Cruise, you got more than enough time to plan that one out. You know, I mean,
sure.
Super Soap is definitely a great thing to plan, but realistically, there's a week left, and by the grace of God, hopefully you'll be able to go. But if not, you have the time now to start planning towards the cruise. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's in March.
Well, I have to get something back. My financial status is like a soap opera in itself. I had my
okay,
identity
well,
stolen this year. I lost my mom last year.
Yeah.
This guy's forging my name to her policy.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't have money for my electric bill this month. So.
We'll definitely catch up on that stuff. But in the meantime, sweetheart, I have to go take a couple more calls.
One more thing I just wanted to ask Bob. Bob, is there any chance that we could change your mind about coming to move to New York? Because I told you, I've fallen in love with your wife.
Oh.
Well, you know, thank you. I mean, honestly, for Rebecca and I, I'm in New York right now. I'm here through the end of the year, and I mean, we've definitely I have a couple shows that I film out in Los Angeles and a business out in Los Angeles too. But I come back and forth to New York as much as I can, and it's certainly not the. I hope everyone's not blaming me that she's leaving the show because that's it's
no.
Entirely
we're not
it's
blaming
her.
You. We're just trying to change. I'm just trying to change your mind.
Yeah.
You know, you
oh,
got
well,
married on my birthday.
I'd follow
July 3rd.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'd follow my wife anywhere that I can and whenever I can. And thankfully, you know, we're with the fact that I can go back and forth as much as I do, it's exhausting, but it's definitely worth it. And I think, you know, for one thing, I'm just so everyone knows, you know, this was a really, really hard decision for Rebecca to make. And you know, of course, one of the factors was that we have a home there and that's where we had made our home and everything. That was one of the factors, but you know, it was a really tough decision for her because she loves the show. Her best friends are on the show. We both love New York and we both love all the fans. And in particular, Rebecca adores her fans. And
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, for her, there was a lot of factors that came into play. We've had some health issues in our family over the past year that have been really, really complicated and it's been one of those things where, you know, not for us personally, thank goodness, but our families. And I think that, you know, the work schedule is very demanding. As I mentioned earlier, that I'm sure so many of you know, that these guys are filming every day. And it's hard when you have family emergencies to be able to be there for your family and different
right.
things of that nature. So there's a lot of
yeah.
factors that came into play that have been really tough for her this year in particular to deal with. And I think... you know, we're a team.
Well, how about this,
where we
Bob?
Go, you know?
This is what we could do for Rita. Since I'll
yes.
be a super soap, Rita, I'll get you an autograph from Rebecca, and I'll mail it to you myself. How about that?
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Okay.
Could you get
that's
one from
awesome.
Eden Regal, too?
I'll do my best.
Joanne, thank you for that.
You're welcome,
thank
Rita.
You
okay.
That.
We'll talk
nice
to you later,
to you,
okay?
Rita.
Thank you. And don't let me listen to the
okay.
rest.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Yeah, so now tell Rebecca, when I see her on the red carpet, she's got to give an autograph for Rita.
You got it.
Here we go with Tony. Tony, say hi to Bob.
Hey, Bob. How you doing, buddy? It's good to hear
hey,
from you again.
Hey, what's up, Tony? Thank you, man.
Much.
How you doing?
Not much. I'm just hanging out and listening and everything else. Hey, listen,
cool.
First of all, I want to... First of all, too, I want to throw a comment. First of all, on the Salt Nation tour, yeah, they're not boycotting it. Yeah, I definitely agree we shouldn't boycott that because, you know,
yeah.
if the only way we're going to get Super Soap back, we got to come out to these events and support it. And then
yep.
make them believe that we believe in soap operas and we believe in our stars and we support our soaps. So, hey, we'll bring it back next year.
That's right.
We'll get back next
call,
year.
Man.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, I also want to mention about you mentioned that Bobby Eakes and Cassie gonna be doing Cassie the Pioneer is gonna be doing a song together.
Yep.
Yeah, I think the reason because Bobby incidentally did a song on Cassie's album this year.
They oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's why. So that's why they're working together too. So yeah, see that
yep.
song on the album, and of course they got the Diva and Dave Dying tour with Cat Lordham and Kathy Breyer. That's pretty cool too.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. really cool. And they did a real special performance this year too. And this might I don't know if this is what's on the album, but at the Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS event, they did a song together that was like two angels singing. I mean, it was something else. So
right.
yeah, I know what you're talking about, man. The two of them together, so talented.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, and that's
okay.
right, you know. Yeah, I'm also glad. But incidentally, make one quick thing before you go to the next caller. You mentioned Alicia. You had dinner with Alicia and Richie tonight, right? You and Rebecca had night? Okay.
Yeah.
I want also to see, she mentioned that she's going to be on an episode of Life on Mars next Thursday night on ABC.
She did not mention that to me, actually.
Yeah,
I saw it in Soap Opera Digest today that she will be preparing, along with Elizabeth Hubbard from As the World Turns and somebody else, next Thursday night on ABC show called Life on Mars. It's a brand new soap drama that came out this year. And she's going to be playing a nurse in a fictitious soap opera.
You know what? I really like the show Life on Mars, and it's so funny because I brought that up tonight and no one mentioned it. That's hilarious.
Yeah, she's they're supposed to be doing. I saw somewhere that they might look at putting the role as a recurring character, so that would be really good for Alicia.
Congrats
to her on that.
It stars Jason Amir, and it stars Harvey Keitel.
Yeah, Gretchen Mol.
Lisa Bonet.
Michael Imperioli. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah.
thanks, Tony. Real quick, I have one more person for you, Bob, and you know this woman very well. Barb, you're on the phone.
Hey, Barbie.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, darling?
Oh, just sitting in traffic.
Nice. You're out late. What's
well, just coming out of the district football game, and so I'm stuck in the parking lot. So she let me listen on the phone.
Nice. Very nice. Well, Barb's been working hard to help me with my website and everything else. Barb is a lady, but like she does all that stuff for me, and I so appreciate her work. So thank you, Barb.
And I can't wait to meet you next week, Barbara, so I'll tell you that right now. And also, what we have to mention is Twitter.com.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Twitter.com.
Barb signed me up on Twitter.com, and so I get to actually answer emails and texts from people, which I love. And but I didn't know that so I actually have to get online to look at it because I didn't know that, like, say, for example, Joanne and Barb are talking, I would get a text about them talking, too, and it was freaking me out. So, and Barb knows without Barb, I wouldn't even be able to, you know, I wouldn't even know how to type .com. So I don't know how to do anything. So I was like, Barb, we gotta figure out how to make this work. So Barb taught me how to log on. And I mean, I made my first message board appearance this week in Torsten K's message boards. And,
oh, did you?
Because I had talked with the ladies over with the Cat Moon ladies and got in there and you know, went on the site to mention that we're doing this exclusive with Torsten. And I mean, I was stressed out because normally I'd have to call Barb and go, Barb, how do I do this? What's the password? So I did it on my own. It was like baby steps for me, and you know. But I think I got a hang of it a little bit and. It was fun, you know, but yeah, so Twitter.com, you can go on there if you have questions or want to chat it up, you can go on there and you can email me and I'm trying to check them at least once a week, so hopefully I'll be able to get back to everybody.
Very cool. And, you know, Barb, I finally did go sign up today, and I might need you to help me, too, because I had an issue with it myself.
Yeah.
I had a problem. I'm going to email you, and you're going to have to help me with that one. But anyway, so listen, everybody, go to bobguinea.com and get the CD-DVD combo, Hugging All the Covers, from the band from TV.
Thank you.
And real quick, I forgot to mention Date My House. What's going on with that?
Yeah, well, it's going to come back this holiday season. The next six episodes come back. We're not sure yet where it's plugging into the schedule because TLC went through a little bit of a regime change there. So they're getting their programming together right now. So, you know, hopefully we'll get an awesome time slot. They'll give the show a chance to really make an impact because it was doing well. And then they ended up changing their whole programming. And right now it's all John and Kate plus 8, which is a great show. But, you know, they need to mix it up a little bit. They got to get the, you know, get my house back in the mix. So
you know what? Seriously.
Be on that.
There's only so much TV you can watch about 8 screaming kids. I'll tell you that right now.
It is a great show, I got to say.
It's a really great
family.
Show, but, you know, you got to mix it up. You really, really do.
I hear you.
Also, I'll be working with Mitch Stein, and little by little, once Super Soap is over and we start, I guess, maybe into December and into the new year, we're going to start bringing on more of your buddies, and we're going to have them.
Everyone's going to be rock the soap people.
That's right. We're going to lead them up on Stardish Radio. So Stardish Radio does definitely support Rock Soap. And we're going to start having everybody on that's going to be on the cruise. Hopefully everybody will agree to do it and get the word out there. And hopefully I'll even actually get to go if permits. That would be fantastic.
Everybody should refer you as a friend.
That's right. Refer Stardust Radio as a friend so I can go on this cruise, please. I need a vacation from my kids. Georgette is asking about the roller coaster rides.
Hey, Bob. Do you go on the roller coasters when you're there?
When I can. You know, my schedule is so crazy down there. I mean, the stars, you know, are at least out and get to see the sun a little bit. I'm generally in the big theater the whole time for the talk show, and they cram them up together so much that I never even get to break out. But I go down a few days early for rehearsals and different things of that nature, and I'm waiting for my beautiful wife to arrive. And the second she gets there, we're going to go ride some rides and, you know,
right,
see some animals
cool.
and do some things. Becky's a huge animal lover. She loves, you know, she loves animals so much. So we're going to try and get over to Animal Kingdom and do that whole thing, too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So that's good. All right, everybody. Bob Guinea got to go.
Yes.
Give your best to Rebecca, Alicia, congratulations, and Richie, and
absolutely.
I'll be seeing you next week.
Looking forward to it, and please, like we were saying, use the Refer a Friend program so everyone can afford Rock the Soap, and go to rockthesoap.com, sign up, and get in there, and we're going to have an incredible time, and we're going to make this Super Soap the best ever.
All right, guys. You guys have a great night. Thanks for listening to Stardust Radio, and we'll talk to you later. Adios.
Yeah.
Later.